Hello?
Hey, Felix, it's Jeremy Scahill from Intercepted.
Hey, Jeremy. Haven't made any decisions since your offer. I still have some reservations about coming on.
Well, I mean, I get that, but I think you know my work, and I try to be a straight shooter. And look, I know if I sit down with you and I do a gotcha interview, and I try to take out of context all the important work that you did on the Jared Fogle Innocence Project. What's going to happen the next time I have a gamer on the show? I mean, I don't want them to say, "Well, look what you did to Felix." I want them to feel like, hey, he was fair when Felix was talking about his important work that he does at the Jared Fogle Innocence Project.
Yeah, look, I mean, like the liberal media has smeared me about the activism that I've done, just raising questions about the patches and battlefield. And I don't look. I have my own platform where I can talk about the issues that are important to me, important to the Jared community, and important to gamers. And
You've had you clearly had a big impact, but this is a bigger platform. And yes, I mean, there are going to be anti-Jared people listening to this, but you have a chance to try to change their minds about who Jared Fogle really is.
all right, so I want to see every question that you're going to ask me about that right before, and I
Felix,
want.
Felix. You're a journalist. I'm a journalist. I can't ethically do that. All I can say is that I'm going to be fair, and I'm not going to take your words out of context.
I want. Look, I know I can't see everything that you're going to ask, but I do want a segment at the end where I make my case. I want a voiceover segment of all the letters I've sent to that prison and all the letters I've gotten back. And I want to talk you to some of the, I call them fathers of the movement.
Okay, well, all I can say, Felix, is I can't give you questions in advance, but I am open to having your producer, what's his name, Brendan?
Brendan, yeah.
Brendan can get some of the contact information for all of these men, who are raising up to support Jared Fogle and his plight, and we'll look at doing a fuller segment about the Jared Fogle Innocence Project and all of the men involved with it.
All right. Well, look, I can only say that if you're not a man of your word on this, all of Jared Nation, my entire gaming clan, and the Chapel listeners, who I hate, and I hope that this never comes out in a recording, or that I forget that I said that I resent all of them and use them to attack people that wrong me. They will go after you, but. You're a man of your word. You're a journalist, like you say you are. We should do it.
No, and you know what? I won't tell anybody what you told my producer earlier about Matt's beard and the way that it smelled after the election. That can stay between us.
Everything about how I hate everyone that I do the show with, resent them, plot on falsely imprisoning them. None of that is coming out yet.
None of that will be in the interview. And as you told my producer earlier, we are not going to have Carl Bigler on it. He won't be on the show at all.
Anything that people ask me to do, any of the fans, I purposely don't do it because I resent them. Again, another thing that I hope doesn't come out, that I forget about when I release this.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm really looking forward to coming to see you at the Chapel Trap House, and everything I've said, 100%, everything will be in context, and I'm going to let you make your case for Jared Fogle.
All right. Well, in that case, I guess I'll see you there.
All right. Thanks so much, Felix. I really look forward to it.
Me too, Jeremy.
All right. Bye-bye.